Experts from six countries, including the Czech Republic, have joined their forces to monitor the lynx populations across Europe and outline a joint strategy to protect the endangered species. The wild cat, typical for its black spots and ear tufts, has been successfully reintroduced in the region some decades ago, but it is still threatened by poachers and changes to the landscape. I met with Tereza Minárikova from the Czech NGO Alka Wild Life to find out more about the Three Lynx project.
Three lynx means three European lynx populations. One is the Bohemian, Bavarian, Austrian lynx population, the second one is Alpine population, and the third one is Dinaric population. And these three populations will be targeted by the Three Lynx project, so therefore the title.
So that means that the Czech Republic will cooperate with another two countries, or will there be more countries cooperating in that project?
Yes, there will be five partner countries, Czech Republic, Germany, Austria, Slovenia and Italy. And also there will be an associated partner with Croatia. So we will cooperate also with Croatia, although they are not like active partners, but we'll be in touch.
Why is it necessary to cooperate with other countries in protecting the lynx population?
Because lynx doesn't recognize any borders, like borders of states or regions are not important to the lynx. So recently we have got plenty of data about how lynxes are moving transboundary from the Czech Republic to Bavaria, then to Austria. It's not an uncommon situation that a lynx would be born, for example, in the Czech part of the population in the National Park Šumava, then it would migrate to Austrian, for example, Freiwald area, and then it would end up on the Bavarian side, and there it would stay and reproduce. And this is exactly the case of Alpine and Dinaric populations. Those populations are shared by more countries and lynxes are moving freely over the border there and back, and they are not interested in if they are in the Czech Republic or in Germany.
So what area do they usually cover? How large is that area that they are able to cover during their lifetime?
The lynx territories differ among sexes. Females usually have 150 square kilometers to 200, 300, but male territories are larger. They can be up to 400 territories. In some cases of young males, it can be up to 500, 600, but usually it's up to 400 square kilometers, so they are very large, their home ranges.
Going back to the Three Lynx project, what are its main aims?
The main aim is to prepare a transnational lynx conservation strategy that would ensure a more efficient approach to lynx conservation and management in those five countries. Because we have to harmonize our approaches. It must be that the approach to the protection of lynx is same or similar in the neighboring countries. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. There's no added value of transnational cooperation if we don't harmonize.
So how serious is the situation? What is currently the biggest threat to the lynx population in these five countries that you have mentioned?
It's illegal killing. Although the lynx is a strictly protected species in all European Union countries, traditionally it has always been a hunted species. But after strong population decline, of course, it's now protected and it's a non-huntable species, as we say. Still, it's illegally killed, and the level of illegal killing is so high that it seriously threatens the survival of the populations.
Alka Wildlife, the non-governmental organization that you work for, has been monitoring the lynx population for some time now. How large is the lynx population in the Czech Republic at the moment?
Alka Wildlife currently covers only part of the Czech Republic, but we are in touch with our colleagues from other regions, and our common guess is that the population maximum is probably 80, maximum 100 animals. But when we are talking about the Czech, Bavarian, Austrian lynx population, it's 60 to 80. But for the whole three countries, for the Czech Republic, Austria and Bavaria, there are 60 to 80 adult animals.
When you were talking about poaching being the biggest threat to the lynx population, is that the same in all of the five countries that you were talking about, or is this a specific problem of the Czech Republic?
No, it's a common problem we have to solve somehow, and I'm afraid that neither country has been successful enough to eradicate the illegal killing. Still, it's number one threat. Also, habitat fragmentation, like building of new transport infrastructure, like highways or railways, this can be also a threat to lynx because it divides lynx populations into smaller population patches and the animals cannot migrate, cannot meet and possibly reproduce. So this is the next threat which we are also addressing, but illegal killing is number one, is the most serious thing.
Who is killing the animals and why?
First of all, lynx is still viewed by some people as an animal that was traditionally hunted by hunters. For centuries it was so, and only, let's say, recently it was prohibited because the situation is very critical with the lynx. So some hunters still view lynx as a pest species, a species which should be eradicated, which shouldn't be in the forest because it's hunting roe deers. Another issue can be that lynx in some cases also hunts farm animals like sheep, so damages caused by the lynx can be also a source of some human-animal conflict. So all these issues should be somehow targeted by the Tree Lynx Project, and the main goal of the strategy is really to have a discussion, to have a dialogue among all the stakeholders that are somehow involved in this lynx topic and to get to some agreement on what should be done and how those populations should be preserved so that it is viable on one side, but also it is accepted by all the players.
You were talking about the history of the animals on the territory of our country. When were they exterminated? Because you said they were traditionally hunted. So I think that at one point in history they were actually exterminated and then they were reintroduced again.
Lynx was almost exterminated in our country in 40s, 50s, about Second World War. There were almost none lynxes in the Czech Republic, but still one, maybe two animals remained in the area of Beskydy Mountains on the Czech and Slovakian border. And then in 50s and 60s, time to time, there were some records, but definitely it was very few animals at that time, probably less than five. And the situation changed in 70s when a reintroduction project in Bamerval Mountains in Šumava, this is this Czech, Bavarian, Bohemian, Austrian population. So there was a reintroduction project, 18 animals from Carpathians were released there, and the reintroduction was very successful and was followed by reintroduction of few animals on the Bavarian side. So the population grew and grew until, let's say, 90s, when we think it was at its best, it was probably about maybe 100 animals, but then there was a decline, so now we think this population is about 60 to 80 animals. So the Bamerwald area is the biggest area of the lynx in the Czech Republic.
How likely is it that I encounter a lynx in the Šumava Mountains if I walk in the forests?
It's very unlikely. You would have to be very lucky, very lucky. Those lynx encounters are mostly accidental. If you are not like a scientist, we would be putting collars with transmitters so that you know exactly where the animal is moving. It's very unlikely that you meet them. They are very rare animals and they are shy. They have reasons to be shy. If they weren't shy, they would be probably exterminated by now.
So how do you actually carry out the monitoring?
We use camera traps. Those are cameras with automatic trigger. They are triggered by the movement of the animals. So we put them just into the forest. We put them on the tree in some nice place, which we think lynx would like some rocky area. And the lynx takes a photo of himself just by going around. It's like a selfie or something. And if the photo is of good quality, we can tell the individual by its coloring, by the types and numbers of spots. So this is a big plus of the camera trapping surveillance, that you can really count the individuals. You can tell one from the other. You can know the families. So it gives us a very good insight into the population.
But you also mentioned the collar, which monitors their movement. So how do you succeed in catching a lynx and putting a collar around its neck?
We don't plan this within Three Links. It was done for several years. There were projects by National Park Šumava and National Park Bayerisches Wald, but these projects have already finished, and I think enough is known about these movements of lynxes. This type of monitoring is very good that you know the exact route of the animal, but also it's very risky because to catch an animal is a big stress. The animal can even die of the stress, and also you have to use some anesthetics. So our lynx team, when the Three Links project, we decided we will not use this method anymore in the area because it's not necessary. We will only do camera trapping, and as this is non-invasive, it provides no stress. The animal usually doesn't know it was photographed, so it's very safe. And it gives us enough information.
Finally, the Three Links project has just been launched. When do you expect to have the first outcomes?
The project is 3 years, but each year we will do the population count. We will count the minimum of adult animals present in the area. We will somehow calculate the maximum assessment, and we will, of course, calculate the families and number of juveniles, and we will also try to somehow assess the mortality. So after that, we will have a better idea about what is the status of our population. From the data we have, it seems that the population is neither growing nor declining. But within these 3 years, we will have a really better idea if it is really so, if it is stable or if it is growing slightly. We cannot tell now.